Trump holds first-of-its-kind televised Camp David cabinet meeting. By Nick Gilbertson on July 31, 2026. President Donald Trump held the first-of-its-kind televised cabinet meeting at Camp David on Friday. The president kicked off the meeting by saying that he does not think the press has ever been admitted to the room where the meeting was taking place. "This is something very unique. It's Camp David. This room is a very, very special room. I don't believe the press has ever come anywhere near it. But we are the party of transparency, and we believe in transparency," he said. "And I think it's good for you to see certain aspects of Camp David. It's a very special place. I guess the last visit was with Eisenhower, where they allowed you onto the actual campus, and it's a long time ago, but never into this room," he added. The president has regularly granted reporters access to his cabinet meetings, typically allowing them to stay for its duration and ask questions at its conclusion. "We have done a lot of open cabinet meetings, and I feel it works out very well. Everybody can ask certain questions. We'll let you talk about certain things. Certain things we can't answer because they're ongoing and very important," he said. Reporters' access to Trump's cabinet meetings is a far cry from the access they had during the Biden years. For one, Biden held 9 cabinet meetings throughout his 4 years as president, a number that Trump surpassed in only 11 months with his 10th cabinet meeting in January. The president weighed in on the surge of migrants who entered Ceuta, Spain, on Thursday at one point in his opening remarks, and said the United States awaits the same fate if Republicans are not elected. "I saw Spain yesterday, and I watched the catastrophe that took place. It looks like an invasion of a country by hundreds of thousands of people. And that same thing is going to happen to us if the Republicans don't get elected," he said, "except worse, much bigger, much easier to get into. Despite the fact that we have built thousands of miles of wall, which I said we were going to do. But if we didn't have that, forget it. We have the safest border in the world. If we're not in office, our country will be invaded at levels that make Spain look small time," he added. The president also touted the launch of Trump Accounts, his most favored nation deals to bring down prescription drug prices, a substantial drop in the murder rate, and an absolute halt in southern border crossings.